John, thanks for taking some time to talk with me today. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, hey, Tom. It's been a long time since we talked. Appreciate you giving us a chance to come back on.
Yeah, good to hear your voice again. I'm wondering, John, as we begin, I just wonder how the local veterans community is doing right now. Could you kind of give us a little just a gauge of how the veterans community is doing right now in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, the veterans have always had a tough time, but we're seeing people needing help. I currently have three clients that are looking for housing issues to help with their resolution. Couple of auto resolutions to help them get on the ground, and of course there's always sustenance, and food, that kind of thing. So
yeah,
but I don't think it's a dramatic uptick, but there's certainly a presence of need. So
well, let's jump into the veteran stand down that's happening in September, because I think it's kind of related to veterans that are at risk right now and may need some help. Can you just describe what the veterans stand down is and what goes on there?
I sure can. And this, just for folks that are out there, we have not done this. Well, we did the stand down last year. Was our first one. This is our second one. And last year was a screaming success. And I'd like to fill a couple of stats in first, but, we thought we'd get about 100. We got 113 veterans coming through last year. We thought we'd get maybe 30 vendors we were projecting for. We had 35. And so this year we're projecting for 150 veterans and probably about 35 because of the confined space of where we're going to do it. And we'll be doing it over in the annex building on Montezuma and Chestnut, 107 North Chestnut. But anyway, we elected this year. We talked about the stand down, the metrics, the feedback from the survey forms we had and that kind of thing. And we decided this year to do it on a Saturday. So it's Saturday, September 19th. It'll run from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Last year we did it on a Friday, which was good for vendors, but bad for working veterans. And we asked ourselves, well, what is this for? Is it for the veterans or the vendors? And so as a committee, we made a decision. We're moving it Saturday. And, the veterans, what we're doing is hoping that there's more accessibility to the veterans. But the vendors are positively responding to that. So now, as far as the stand down itself, it's kind of been a long-standing thing with veterans, and it comes out of the military side where guys get a little bit of time off to go get haircuts and do some shopping and some incidentals and things like that, and not have to take time off from their push-ups and running and all the other stuff that goes along with that. So here's kind of a brief list of the things that we're offering at this stand down. We have VA enrollment benefits. We're going to have a secure area for belongings. If veterans have things and they're, packing something, then they don't want to lug it through the whole event. So we'll have a secure location for that. We're especially looking to prevent homelessness. We'll provide hygiene supplies. One of the popular stations last year was haircuts. We've got a couple of people that volunteered to cut hair, and they're professionals. God, don't give me a pair of clippers and such, but and then we've got people like employment, education, medical. There'll be food and drinks available all day long for veterans that are coming in and out. We had tax preparers come in to help them with income tax assistance. We had legal counsel. We had housing assistance, military records. We're hosting this at the annex where the Montezuma County Veterans Service Office is, so he can access their VA records, their military records and stuff right there, and he's excited. We'll have access to elected representatives, Veterans Service Officer that I just mentioned, and then some other stuff is mental health and substance abuse counseling and much, much more. And we're trying to help the veterans in any way we can.
Now, who are some of the vets that you see? I know last year, as you've described a little bit, was a big success. You had a lot of vets show up. Can you talk about who some of the vets are that show up to this thing?
Well, normally this event is set up for homeless veterans. And we did get some of those, but that wasn't a huge number from our metrics. It didn't show like they were a proportionately huge number. What we did see were veterans who know what a stand down is and they know what to expect, and they come, you know, to see if there's anything that they could benefit from at that point. And by benefit, I mean they need it, but they can't afford to do it any other way. This is one way to get access to it. The other thing we found was we had looky-loos, veterans who, for no other better term, are kind of tourists to the thing. They've not seen a stand-down. They don't know what a stand-down is, but they were curious. They saw our flyers that we post out around the county and other places that, you know, and so they get curious about, well, what is this thing? You know, it's for all veterans, regardless of service orientation and regardless of membership to any of the veterans organizations or things like that. And of course, the veterans organizations, this event is hosted and put on by VFW Post 5231 here locally. And we do have assistance, and I'd like to give a quick shout out to the auxiliary because they're doing some heavy lifting and helping us. DAV, American Legion, all of those have programs, and because we're interconnected, there's, you know, abilities for us to help each other out while we're helping the veterans. So, you know, it's a cross match, you know, and some of these guys, you know, the hard part for them is that they don't want to ask for help. It's one of those things where we try to help the veterans, and sometimes they don't even think about the help that they need.
Well, John, thanks again for the interview. I appreciate you letting us know what's going on with the stand down, and thanks for all your work for local vets.
Yeah, we're trying, man. We're trying. We're really trying.
You're listening to Veterans Affairs on KSJD. I've been talking this morning with local veteran John Davis of local VFW Post 5231. Again, the Veterans Stand Down will be Saturday, September 19th. Thanks for listening. I'm Tom Yoder.